Welcome to the Cruising Through Cinema podcast. I'm Dennis.
And I'm Dyer, and we're coming to you live from Bunker Hill Military Academy tonight, folks.
Hello, Bunker Hill. Wait, wrong movie. Yes, this is the Cruising Through Cinema podcast, the podcast that will chronologically take you down a path of Tom Cruise's epic cinematic adventures. Last episode, we what did we cover? Endless Love. That's what we covered. Tom Cruise. Cinematic debut.
He was all in for about 13 seconds.
Yes.
But he played a vital role in the film.
Yes. And as we talk about the 1981 classic, is it a classic? Would you call it a classic?
I'd call it a classic.
The 1981 film Taps, which I just had an ancillary understanding of what this was. I didn't realize it wasn't. I thought it was more. I didn't realize it was a military academy.
I didn't either.
Just the clips I had seen. Mostly what I've seen is clips of Tom Cruise running and montages of Tom Cruise running. It's not what I exactly thought. But it was better than I anticipated.
It really was. And I don't know if it's because, right, we have Sean Penn, we have Timothy Hutton, we have George C. Scott, we have Tom Cruise, we have Giancarlo Espinoso.
Espinoso.
It's Giancarlo Escalator.
Esposito. He played J.C. Pierce. He still has exact same hair.
Yeah, he has the same hair that he does
50 years later
in Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul than he does in 1981 in Taps.
Yeah, this movie is 42 years old. Let that sink in.
Jesus criminy.
42.
Oh my God, it is.
This movie came out the same year as Endless Love. And this is like I said, this is Tom Cruise had like three lines in the Endless Love. He definitely has more, but this film, it's interesting that this came out the same year as 1981. In doing research for this episode, Tom Cruise actually in this film was originally going to be an extra, but the director Harold Becker had everyone that was going to be an extra or one of the main characters. They had to do, I think, 45 days at a military academy and like live with the students and like act to learn how to act, basically.
Yeah.
But Tom Cruise stood out and like was so like intense, which that is going to probably be a theme for his entire career because he's still very intense. He took it so seriously that the director was impressed and like they like basically made this role for him.
Are we sure that he didn't join the military at that point?
I mean, but the scene that stuck out the most was when they give to me, maybe I'm getting a little out of order, but Brian Moreland,
which is Timothy Hutton.
Yeah, Timothy Hutton's character. He becomes the commander. What is his rank at the
cadet
academy?
In charge or something like major cadet or something
he's
like
basically,
that.
Yeah, he's the major. He's basically the senior. He's in the senior class and he's like the highest ranking student. Tom Cruise does the like salute with all of their with everybody and their guns because Tom Cruise is like leader of like the actual militant angle, like
instead of the Green Berets, he's the leader of the Red Berets.
He's the leader of the Red Berets and he has them do this salute, but he does this like that march he does down the like dormitory hall with the sword is so intense.
Like, oh yeah.
He's only, how old is Tom Cruise in this? How old was he? Is he 19?
No, he was 16 because I think he was born in 65, I want to say. So he was 16 years old. Is that right? No, that can't be right.
He was born in 62, so he would be 19. I was correct.
Okay, so I was off by 3 years.
And I was correct. Let the record show I was correct.
You know what? Keep talking that way. You're going to get demoted.
Yeah. Yeah, we got Ronnie Cox. There's just some fun things and like the general played by George C. Scott, General Harlan. He's actually the actor who played Patton in the movie Patton 7 years prior. And there is an Easter egg that I was not savvy enough to catch, but IMDb trivia pointed it out to me. He actually, there's at one point on his desk, there is a copy of the biography of Patton.
Did you like
Yes.
when he said, "My doctor allows me one of these a day"? And he goes, "This is my third."
Yes, I love that guy. He was an awesome
He was.
character.
He
I wish he
was.
was in it more.
And apparently he was only in the first act.
He was also in The Exorcist 3.
Yep, I saw that. So here's a little bit of trivia. Did you know that in the great state of Indiana that we have Culver Military Academy, right?
Correct.
So they were going to be like, they had seriously considered using Culver Military Academy as a train, like for filming on the campus. But once they figured out the ending, they said, "Oh, hell nah. Nope, we ain't doing that."
Yeah, where they
Which,
start mowing. Yeah, which
and they start
we'll
mowing down everyone.
yes. And who is the reason why?
Tom Cruise.
David Chan, Tom Cruise's character, basically has a little when they're going to surrender. Basically, he's like, "Nah, that's not
He
happening, brah,"
breaks
and just
bad. He breaks
yeah,
bad.
he just starts unloading from his rat's nest.
We're getting out of
We're
order,
getting out
so.
of order, but yeah, Tom Cruise's energy, like we see, this is the primordial
This
soup
is the
of what will
start to
be.
Tom Cruise jumping on the couch with Oprah many, many years later.
Yes. Then the fact he was originally supposed to be an extra is just the most Tom Cruise thing ever. To be like, nope, I'm just gonna live and embrace this role, which his character is way too intense.
Oh, super intense. So, did you get the sense that they didn't like Timothy? So, Hutton's character and David Sean didn't really like each other. Like, because when they're like walking down, when,
At the beginning,
yeah, like when Tom Cruise is walking down the stairs, he says something. He's like, "Hey, we're gonna play Dungeons and Dragons tonight." And he says, "No."
yeah,
He's like, and he turns around and he's like,
he basically says, yeah, you and yourself can go do that, you little punk ass. But
and
yeah,
then he turns around and flips them off.
Tom Cruise was wanting to play some Dungeons and Dragons.
Like, and then this is like at the height of the satanic panic, though,
Yes.
like in the early 80s. So,
Yeah.
you know.
My favorite line of the movie is just when Tom Cruise, once again, it's the end of the movie, but when he's just unloading the machine gun and he's like, "It's beautiful, man."
Yeah, that's pretty good. But I also like when
And
he
he gives
goes,
that Tom Cruise like smirk. It's just
yeah.
awesome.
I also like when he says, "I wish I had a grenade to just shove it right up all their asses."
Correct. And then he's also the one earlier in the film that also unloads the machine gun when they're basically getting supplies because they're taking over the academy.
Yeah.
Yeah, the quote you're talking about is he says, "Hey, Tom Cruise, David Chan says, hey Brian, Dungeons and Dragons game tonight?" And Brian says, "Nah, not tonight, Sean." And then someone else says, "Nice of you to ask." And then Tom Cruise gives him the finger. And then Alex Dwyer says, "Have a good day."
Yeah, so Sean Penn is Alex Dwyer, right? Timothy
Yes.
Hutton. Sean Penn's gone on to be a huge movie star, right? He's been in numerous movies, has
Yeah, I
won.
was trying to think, what do you think when you think of Sean Penn, what do you think of?
What do I think of?
Yeah, what
Man.
do you think he's best known for? I mean, I know the only thing I can think of, and I mean, because like he was mostly like a 90s is
There's
probably his
two
prime.
things I can think of right off the top. There's Milk, where he played Harvey Milk,
Yeah,
which
Milk is
was
what I think of, and the Angry Birds movie.
he was in Angry Birds.
Yes, he played Terrence.
Oh, you know what I remember him from is that movie. I think it was called I Am Sam, and he is a
He's
mentally.
evidently in Licorice Pizza too, which I want to see. I've heard good things.
I think it's on Netflix. He plays a mentally, I mean, an intellectually disabled father in I Am Sam. And like a very young Dakota Fanning, I believe, is in that movie too. I think it earned him like an Oscar nomination.
Okay.
So those are the two things
Yeah,
that I remember.
he was in, I mean, I've never seen it, but I know he's in Mystic River. It's like I don't think I've actually
Okay.
seen a lot of Sean Penn films.
Mystic River is like the big Boston one with Casey Affleck and
Yeah, I know
everything.
what it
Yeah.
is. I just have never.
Well, Mystic River's top billing for him on IMDb, so
Okay, that makes sense then.
oh, he was in Dead Man Walking. Okay. That's the movie. So fun fact about Dead Man Walking, real quick, before we get back to talking about the wonderful movie Taps, is and I may get corrected on this, but the nun, so I think Susan Sarandon's character in Dead Man Walking was like has some sort of ties to St. Mary of the Woods here in Indiana. Like she was or like came and spoke to the, but I think she has ties to like the that order of nuns, that the Sisters of Providence. I could be wrong, but like that's, and oh yeah, Sean Penn's the guy in Dead Man Walking. He's the guy on death row. Duh.
He's the dead
Like,
man walking.
yeah. But that's based on a true story.
Okay, it's interesting.
Yeah. So, and I'm just kind of going through his IMDb here, and he's in a bunch of stuff, but like only some of the stuff like you would know, like Mystic River, of course.
Yeah, it's interesting. We've seen two
I am
movies.
Sam. Yep.
It's
I am
interesting.
Sam.
We've seen two movies, and obviously Tom Cruise is in them, but there also are, it's like the start of some significant careers. We had Robert California last week.
Oh, James Spader, yeah.
Yeah, we had James Spader last week. This week we got Sean Penn. Obviously
Well, I
have
mean,
Tom Cruise in this.
Timothy Hutton went on to do
Yeah,
a
he's no
bunch of,
slouch, and Ronnie Cox is in this movie too.
and then you got
Who
John
plays Colonel
Carlo,
Kirby, who plays the like leader of the National Guard that
and you
comes
got
in.
John Carlo Elevator that goes on to be in Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul, and you know,
Mandalorian.
yeah, I mean he's Moff Gideon in The Mandalorian, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Let's
He's
see.
definitely, and he's definitely rec I mean, you see him instantly, you're like, oh, that's definitely who that is. 'Cause I was like, am I gonna be able to figure it out? 'Cause it,
Yeah,
obviously they're
no.
much younger, but yeah, you've got, I mean, Ronnie Cox is also very well known. I mean, he's in movies, off the top of my head,
Right.
RoboCop, Total Recall. I'm sure he's been in other things. I mean, he's very
Oh,
much of
okay.
that era.
Wait, he's in Jack Ryan? Timothy Hutton's in Jack Ryan, the new Jack Ryan? Oh no, I'm gonna have to watch that.
The series?
Yeah, on Amazon. I'm trying to think, because there was a TV show that I watched with him in it that was actually pretty good, but I can't remember the name of the TV show, but it was like on USA or something like that. And like, all right, fill the void here for a second. Dennis, why
The
I look this up, because
Americans.
it'll
Was he on
bother
The
me.
Americans? I'm just throwing shows out there that Burn
No.
Notice.
Oh man, I loved Burn Notice back in the day.
Burn Notice is a great show.
Was a great show. Let's see. Timothy Hutton, list of movies and TV
American
shows.
Crime.
No, when I see it.
Well, I don't, yeah, but no, there was Leverage.
Leverage. Yep, that's exactly what it was. Yep.
Never heard of it.
Yep. So he played this guy. I forget his character, but essentially what they do is they would get leverage on like people. Like somebody would come to him. He's like, "Hey, my boss fired me."
Oh, so they're a professional blackmailer.
Yep, exactly. Yep, that's the gist of the show.
It's kind of like, oh, that reminds me of something. I can't think of it. It's kind of like a probably a less, I mean, that's essentially what Blacklist is.
Yeah, Blacklist was really good though.
Yeah. Well, the first season was anyway.
That is true.
It
Yeah.
kind of
So,
became, yeah, anyway, we're getting off the
you know,
rails here. But Taps, fun
fun
movie.
fact, I actually found this movie on YouTube.
Yeah, it
And
zoomed in and like cropped weird.
I started watching it, and like it was the scene where they're in the church, like at the very
The
beginning, and
opening scene. Yeah,
I go,
okay.
this can't be right. This can't be right.
No,
So
and
I ended up,
that scene, I'm like, oh my gosh, what have I got myself into? Because that opening
I know,
scene
right?
goes, I felt like I was in a mass.
Yeah, so I was gonna ask,
We're
is
both
that a Catholic?
Catholic gentlemen on this podcast, and as I
Is that
was
a
listening
Catholic
to that,
church or no?
yeah, no, it was because they used the phraseology was very much Catholic. I don't know if it was, we're just going to
I
say it
don't
was
know if it was
Catholic.
necessarily a cathedral, right, or a church, a Catholic church, but it
But
was very
it
much.
droned on and on. And then
Yeah.
honestly,
Yeah.
it was done on purpose because then the students are making fun of it later. Because they're taught, because they
Right.
also like have
Yeah.
a remembrance of all of the veterans of wars that went to the academy that passed away. They like say their name and when they died.
And
And all the students are
like
making fun of that later on, which is
Bob Smith,
obviously very
Vietnam.
well done.
Taps 1962. I was like, oh my God, what did I get myself into here?
Yes, but it, so yeah, that really drives it home. And then it's funny because they're all glib about it, and the students are joking and kind of don't take it seriously. And then the way the film ends, it's like, you know, that's kind of the whole point of the film.
Right.
It doesn't smack you in the face with the message, although I thought it was going to the way it started.
Right, same here. Point and counterpoint, okay? Point. Did you think the general shot the kid, or do you think the guy like pulled the gun from the general and shot him? Because I, when I first saw it,
I
I thought
rewatched
that
it.
the.
The kids shot him. The kid
Okay,
shot him.
see? All right.
But then
That's
you
what I
guys,
thought.
and I think that's why
But.
because they didn't want to get into it, the legal drama of it all. So that's why they had him die
So
of a
that's
heart
why
attack.
they said, yeah, he had a heart attack and he died. And that's actually what sets. Timothy Hutton, right, off at the very end, like he's like he's like, I just want to talk to the general. He's like a lovesick like boyfriend. He wanted to talk to his
Yeah,
girlfriend, and like
and did you find it odd that they were he was serving drinks to the boys? The
yeah, like
former
brandy, yeah,
major, he was giving brandy to the existing major, and then Timothy Hutton,
because well, the
Officer
one guy was
Moreland.
graduating, going to West Point, so I'd imagine this like military academy is kind of like a prep school, right?
Yeah.
Like you go there before you go to college, and obviously you're not 21 until like you're really like your sophomore. I mean, your junior year of college, maybe your senior year, depending on
Yeah.
birthdays and stuff. And not to say that extracurricular activities weren't taking place in college,
Correct.
but yeah, that was really weird. Like for. You know, he's just like, hey, come into the study with me and have some brandy. And then he's just like, by the way, you got to chug it. We got shit to do.
Yeah,
Was
no,
like,
it was very weird.
it was weird.
It was a weird vibe. But
I thought the
basically,
general was going to kill himself too.
yes, and
Like,
looking at this through the lens of Tom Cruise's character, like we said earlier, is kind of in charge of the like the ready men. I don't know what you'd call them.
right. Yeah, I would say the right, and because like, yeah, we can't get too far down the rabbit hole on Taps because this is talking, this is cruising through cinema, not cruising through Taps.
Yeah, but the whole
I would say,
premise of the
wouldn't you say
plot,
he would? I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just gonna say, just, I mean, obviously, if you didn't listen, if you didn't watch this, I don't know why you're listening to this episode. Cause I guess because you like Tom Cruise, but the whole premise is,
Pause this episode right now and go watch it and then come back.
yeah, the whole premise is Tom Cruise is a student. No, that's not the point. The whole point is this military academy is going to be, they are told after that graduation when Officer Moreland becomes
Right.
major, they're told that
That they're
at
going
the
to
graduation
close.
ceremony, that within they have 1 year to like basically tie up loose ends, like so the students can find somewhere else to go and the existing seniors can graduate. But they are shutting down the academy that's been open for over 100 years,
Right.
and it basically because they want to sell the property and do condominiums.
Build condos. Yeah.
And the commencement ball or something, I don't know what you call it. Basically, a bunch of townies are making fun of all the kids in their military
Calling them
formal,
fags and stuff.
yeah, their military formal stuff, their formal attire. And
Yeah, and they're like standing across the street, right? Not on the property, but like they're catcalling the women when they get out of the
yes, and a
car. They're
fist
like, "Oh
fight.
yeah, you're hot. Yeah,
Does
great
Tom
job."
Cruise start the fist fight, or was it another character?
No, Moreland walks up because like they're talking, they're
You're
calling like
correct.
John Carlo's character, JC, they're calling him like a fag or something
Yeah.
like that. And This is, I'm quoting the movie. I don't want anyone to think I'm using disparaging language.
Yes.
I'm actually quoting the movie. And so they're calling him, you know, using these derogatory terms to him, of course, because he is in his military, you know, dress and he doesn't have a date or whatever. So he's like, are you going to call, like, are you going to leave or are we going to have to call the cops? And then the townies who've been filed up, you know, riled up on beer and presumably meth, because that's what townies do, right?
Yeah, they do the meth. They do the meth.
So, like, they go to walk, like, so they're essentially having a pissing contest, you know,
correct,
like males are inclined to do sometimes. And Moreland walks out and he's like, hey, all right, like, you gotta break it up, like, back away. He tries to defuse the situation. Then one of the townies tries to swing on him and then he punches him. And then that's when the ruckus starts,
yeah,
right?
There's a
That's when the
brawl.
fracas.
And then at that point, General Batcher, Harlan Batch, comes out. And he, for some reason, he felt like he needed to wear his gun. I guess.
Well, I think he only wears it like in like commencement, like, you know, like formal events, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because he does make a comment that he thought it was the chamber was empty, so he didn't realize he had loaded it.
But yeah, it's more of, I think, a dress gun. But like, can we go back to right as they're walking in, where like the cadets are like introducing themselves to Batch, and he's like, "You've done well for yourself, sir." Like,
yeah,
it's
he's like,
dude,
oh, what? He's like getting kind of, you know, a little too loosey goosey with the women.
Yeah,
he's a weird man. He's a weird man who's endeared himself to these children. And yeah, I don't think there was necessarily because Brian Moreland's dad does make a comment that like General Batch was kind of a wannabe when he was in the military. So then he went and led
right.
this military academy to feel like a big man on campus. Kind of a thing. Big fish, small pond is kind of what the adults think of him. I suppose, but basically he goes out there with his gun and one of the townies basically tries to wrestle it away and then the shot's fired and the townie's killed. And
right,
then
yeah.
Thus is the premise of the film. The kids then decide that they're going to close ranks and do their best to take over. And they have a list of demands. They want to see Officer Batch and they want the academy to stay open.
Yeah, and what was the other demand? He had one more other demand, I thought.
I thought it was two. And then at the end, he just says the one was the Officer Batch, but then...
No, it was three. It was, he wanted to talk with Batch. He wanted to keep the academy open and something else. But it was definitely three, because like then at the end, right, he pleads down. He's like, oh, we'll let everybody go. I just want to talk to Batch. And then the hostage negotiator essentially goes...
He's
that.
Dead.
He had a heart attack and died at 6 o'clock
well, that's
last
Ronnie
night.
Cox. Ronnie Cox is, he's not, he even says, I'm not a hostage. He's like, I'm not a negotiator. But that's clearly what his role was to be.
Yeah, that's exactly what
But
his
the
role
whole
was.
Premise is that the dynamic of the film was good. The whole premise was good. It was kind of like a what if Lord of the Flies took place on a military academy? I feel like
That's a good way to think about it.
If they would have leaned into that a little more, because these kids are all been, the parents say they've been brainwashed to think this way.
Well,
that'd be
yeah, it's because,
but it's to caution that way of thinking. And then like, oh, these kids think one way, but they're inexperienced and they don't really know, but they've been taught one way, which one thing I did wonder, where were all the other staff?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know.
You only see the general.
You Batch and then like the kids.
And the maid.
Like, did they have like a 6-year-old there or something? Holy shit, those
kids
were young.
Some of those kids were tiny. I think they said they were 12, but they looked like they were like.
There's no way.
Eight.
There's no way they were 12. If they're 12, then I've got some land to say in Antarctica.
Yeah, but no, I really enjoyed this film more than I thought I would. And it was very welcome after the lack of Tom Cruise in the first film. But like I
it
said,
didn't drag like I thought it would have.
No, it did
it
not.
Didn't drag.
So,
Yeah, so Tom Cruise does his Tom Cruise stuff, right? He does the scene in the hallway where he kind of ranks, gets everybody going, and they do their pomp and circumstance. And like, remember at the very end?
At the very end.
At the very end, like everyone, like because Moreland gives him the opportunity to walk away, and like they
Correct.
all, you know, step up, drop their guns, step up. And then the one Red Beret guy and Cruz, like in all his serious, and goes, "Take off that beret."
Yes.
And like, yeah, that's Tom Cruise, all right. Like,
Now this,
Tom.
I was shocked that we saw him at basically be what we're going to see him be for the rest of his career, at least later in his career. I don't know. I mean, maybe there's some different nuances in his movies leading up to what we're,
I don't
Top
think.
Gun. But I
Well,
mean, this.
the one movie that he's in with Nicole Kidman, well, he's in a couple movies with Nicole Kidman, right? And we'll watch both of them. But what's the one where he's an Irish immigrant and give me a second, I'll tell you. No, Endless Love, Losing It. Oh God, Losing It's his next movie? Okay.
What? No, the next movie's The Outsiders.
No, apparently IMDb has losing it in 19 set in 1965. Four rowdy teenagers travel to Tijuana, Mexico for a night of partying when they are joined by a heartbroken housewife.
Interesting.
Oh, apparently it's not.
According to Tom Cruise's, we need to get this right. We need to get this right.
It's IMDb has Endless Love, Taps, Losing It. Oh, I bet I know what the title is. Losing It, right? The Outsiders. Ooh, in the 1983, we get the classic Risky Business.
Okay, so I showed The Outsiders and then Losing It and then Risky Business and then All the Right Moves.
All the Right Moves is where he's the football player. What's the movie he's in there with Nicole Kidman? Oh, Far and Away. He plays
Nope,
an Irish immigrant.
never seen it.
It's came out in 1992, and it's a young Irish couple flee to the States but subsequently struggle to obtain land and prosper freely. So it seems boring.
But he's gonna make it watchable. So, okay,
He's
the
Joseph
official
Bell. Oh,
release
wait,
date,
Ron Howard directed that.
the
Okay.
official release date for The Outsiders,
Yeah.
March 25th, 1983.
Okay.
Losing It is the release date, April 8th. So by about a week, we've got The Outsiders next.
Okay. All right. And
So
then losing it.
then losing it. But I think we're getting a little ahead of ourselves. We
Yeah,
get the
we
rest
are.
of this December. But no, although I really don't think there's a whole lot else. I don't think the plot
There's
is,
not,
there's
but
not.
yeah,
It's kind of, the movie does kind of drag a little bit. Like it's not, there's almost no
I took
action.
us off on a tangent
The
because
dialogue is
I
great.
said dialogue's perfect. I mean, it's a lot
It's
of,
a well-written movie. It's
not a
the
whole
pacing's
lot
a
of,
little weird. I
I
think
know
the
why they
fact
had to
that
do it,
when they
but
were
did you
shooting
think like
this,
the, go ahead.
I was gonna say when they were shooting this, they had to deal with a lot of like bad weather and stuff. But I think the fact with them and the ponchos just added to the overall aesthetic of like
Yeah, yeah.
it's a shitty
Did you
situation and these kids
think,
are in over their head.
do you think, like, I know why they did it, but did you also feel like it might have been overkill by showing the two kids getting shot?
No, because that was kind of the last
Well, it was kind of,
straw.
but like the one, like the kid threw down his gun and that caused it to fire, and then the other kid got shot in the chest, and like, I don't know. I was like, I mean, I know that's what kind of caused everything, right? And that's what caused Tom Cruise to go full on just
The other
Rambo with.
question I had, do military academies, especially for children, have that many firearms? I feel
I
like the
don't
controls,
know.
like I don't know how. I wish if you a listener out there, leave a voicemail, which you can do if you go to Actually, I don't know the link, but if you're listening to this on Spotify, there's a way to leave a message. Leave a message and let us know if you've got experience with military academies. Do they have like machine guns, and is that a realistic portrayal? And do the kids have access to it? Because that was the other thing. We just had the one captain we ever saw. I feel like there would
Yeah.
have been
How about,
somebody that would have done, had access to the guns, because like they were having a
we'll do an
standoff against.
investigatory.
Yes.
We now I take that back. We did see some staff, remember? Because like the dean, like the first time he went in there, like when Moreland like had all the guns trained on him,
Oh,
that was the
correct.
dean. But like then they evacuated, like, and then it was just like the students or the cadets that they had taken over.
Yeah, it
But
just
yeah.
was very like if they were supposed to leave after commencement and they didn't, like it just seems like not, I don't know. There was some, what's the word I'm looking
There's
for?
some plot holes there,
Not
right? There's
necessarily
some
plot hole. Yeah, I mean plot hole,
inconsistency.
just kind of hand wavy, like they don't want you to think about that, because I'm like, I'm pretty sure that this would have been reality, been able to be avoided. But this was based on a book, I believe.
It was.
Yeah.
I don't remember the name of the book right now, but it'd be interesting to see how the book, you
The
know,
book would definitely
how.
play up the themes a lot more than the movie does, because the movie does, it is
Yeah.
very much a dialogue-based film with punctuations of action that are there to really
Yeah.
drive home the point. But
There's only one movie I've ever seen that has portrayed that's been probably better than the book, right? Because usually, in most instances, the books are better than the movies.
correct,
The
yes.
one I've seen that's probably better than the book, but I haven't read the book, so I don't know, is Shawshank Redemption. That
Okay.
movie is a 10 out of 10 in my book.
Yeah, everything I'm thinking of, even well-known films that are highly regarded, The Martian, not as good as the book. Jurassic Park, not as good as the book.
Right. The Outsiders,
Yeah.
probably not as good as the book, even though I think I was made to read that in middle school and I didn't like it.
Same. So it's hard to say.
But I just remember Stay Golden, Pony Boy, right?
Yeah.
Like, and then, there is a character that dies. It's not Tom Cruise that dies, is it?
I don't know. We'll find out. We'll find out for the
I know.
next
Is Kevin Bacon in
episode.
The Outsiders? Now I'm going to go down a rabbit hole tonight.
The Outsider has a lot of people.
Patrick Swayze is in it, I think. Anyway.
Yes, yeah. No, it's very good. But no, this taps, I would say, I obviously we're biased, but I think there's the acting they get from the children and the, kids in this film, like some child acting, like the children are the driving force of this film, and they carry it, and they carry it well. Like, it was very well acted.
Yeah.
I was impressed with the film. Definitely leaps and bounds better than Endless Love, although Endless Love was fun in a like ironic sort of way because people acted like buffoons.
True.
But no,
Dude,
this was a good
The
film.
Outsiders has so many people in it.
Yeah, Tom Cruise had like the just a perfect start to his career with like the cast. But yeah, you got Ralph Macchio, you got Rob Lowe, Emilio Estevez, the Mighty Duck
Yeah,
Man,
Patrick
Patrick Swayze, Matt
Swayze.
Dillon, C. Thomas Howell,
I mean, it's
and
a plethora.
yeah.
But no, that'd be good. I'm excited for that one. Because it's been, I probably watched it back, like I said, probably back in, I was in middle school when I watched it, when I watched the movie. So I'm excited to rewatch it and kind of see if it's any better than I remember from being a 13-year-old and watching it.
Yes. Yeah, but no, I think that's gonna do it for episode two of Cruising Through
Cruising through
Cinema.
cinema.
Be a friend, tell a friend about the show. We'd appreciate that. Leave us a review. Just have a grand old time telling people about this show. We're looking forward to The Outsiders. We're gonna get onto a more regular cadence. We had some unusual circumstances, but this is going to be a show that you'll never want to miss.
Nope.
Any parting wisdom for the folks?
When in doubt, ask yourself, what would Tom Cruise do?
This message will self-destruct in 15 seconds.